Oil and gas drilling is booming along the Front Range, and Longmont is one of many cities to temporarily ban the practice. However, the city council there recently backed away from what would have been a permanent ban on fracking in residential areas.
This charter amendment will set precedent for communities across the state.
Sam Schaubacher is with the national anti-fracking group Food and Water Watch, which wants to take the issue directly to Longmont voters.
We believe that our state constitutional rights take eminence over the statutory law that the governor has been wielding and the attorney general has been wielding and the oil and gas industry has been wielding in order to come in and frack immediately next to elementary schools and densely populated residential areas.
Anti-fracking groups said the industry and the state bullied local officials in an effort to keep the local ordinance from passing, an accusation refuted by Tisha Schuler, president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
I think this is a charged and difficult issue.
But if the measure makes it to voters, Schuler doubts it would pass.
It would be unfortunate to say, I want to use these products, but I'm not willing to have them produced here. I want them produced in another town or another county or another state.
If the city approves the proposed ballot measure's language, meanwhile, its backers would need to collect signatures from at least 10% of registered voters to secure a spot on the November ballot. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.